And it looks like we are joined by Michigan head coach John Beilein. The Wolverines are 16-5 overall, 8-1 in Big Ten play, and are ranked number 10 in the AP poll. Michigan will host Nebraska on Wednesday before traveling to number 15 Iowa on Saturday. Coach Beilein, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
We had a tough one yesterday, and I want to congratulate Indiana. They did a great job. The staff did a good job, and Yogi Ferrell put out a performance like I have rarely seen. It was terrific, and we just weren't good enough yesterday. So we got to bounce back. We haven't lost in a little bit, so bouncing back is more difficult than people think sometimes when you the losses hurt so much because you're not used to them. So we got to bounce back today and tomorrow. There's no team in the Big Ten playing better than Nebraska right now, so we got our hands full on Wednesday.
Thanks, Coach. Let's go straight to questions, please.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Scott Dotnickel with Cedar Rapids Gazette.
John, you had the opportunity to see Devin Marvel somewhat up close when he was in high school, and how much growth have you seen out of him in his years from Southfield Lathrop to now at Iowa as a senior?
Yeah, you know, he was undervalued as a recruit. I've told the story before because we did value him. However, we took Tim Hardaway, which obviously ended up being a good selection. What people did not realize, and we studied it, it was his young birthday. He was actually, as a senior, he could be playing in 16 and under leagues. So he was a very young birthday, and what you saw was not necessarily what you're going to get because of his youth.
And how good is he in transition? He seems to be, you know, one of the better players in the league.
Yeah.
Moving the ball, unselfish, and all that.
Yeah, here's what I see in transition is he's one of the few guys that can take it right to the rim and pull up. There's very few that can do both of those things. I would say there's many that can take it right to the rim, finish in different ways, get to the foul line. But there's very few full court. Have somebody do full court jump shots sometimes where they have to pull up at 15 while running full court or pull up at 3. Devin can do that.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Your next question comes from the line of Rick Brown with the Des Moines Register.
Yeah, Coach, when you play a team for the second time in conference play, how does that change?
Does Iowa have the week off this week or something? Does Iowa have the week off? Probably everybody
no,
has
don't.
A week off before the – okay. Okay, but go ahead.
No, they don't.
Go ahead.
They play tomorrow night.
Okay.
But I'm just curious, as you prepare for a team the second time around, do you rely on the initial game plan or do you rely strictly on the game you've already played with them or is it a combination of the two?
It's a combination. You will look at because you're going to have the way you only know the way you play and how they responded, but we will watch as many games as they've played since then that wasn't against us. We'll watch every one of them as well.
And then, Nick had a really good game against Iowa. Do you expect them to play him different defensively the next time around, and do you try to prepare for that as well?
We try to the best we can to prepare for what we imagine people are going to do, but that's the imagination of basketball. What you can do with it and defensively, there are so many different scenarios. It's impossible to practice all of those, especially on, you know, in this game it'll probably be a 1 day prep because we're playing again. We're playing a bunch of 2 game in between games. We won't have time to over prepare.
Thanks,
Jeff. Your next question comes from the line of Zach Osterman with the Indianapolis Star.
Hey, Coach, how are you?
Good.
Just wanted to ask, I guess, a little bit more about Yogi Ferrell's performance. I mean, just as you sort of watched it and if you've gone back at all, was it some of, I guess, just him individually creating his shots? Were there things that Indiana was doing that maybe you guys weren't expecting to get him open? Just kind of what allowed him to find that rhythm that he did?
Well, a couple of his shots were just straight out. Ironically, I call them Hardaway shots, and they're more from not not from Tim, but from his father, of watching him just create his own shot off a it's a dribble and a half type of move that I'd have to explain to everybody. But just it's tough to stay in front of him and stop a long range jump shot, because if you rise up too early, he'll cross you and get in if you stay back. So he created about two or three of those. The game plan for them created two or three of those, and we created two or three of those. So it was a combination of a lot of things. But, you know, what's in that game is six assists for Indiana. They played great off the dribble, finishing their own, shortening the game.
Thanks so much.
Your next question comes from the line of Dustin Dopiak with the Bloomington Herald Times.
Hey, Coach, how are you?
Good.
I just want to go back. I saw yesterday that you said that what Indiana did defensively was something you hadn't seen. I guess the biggest part was just having Sheehy on a screener on Jordan and Horford. But what did they do so well, you know, defensively? What made them, you know, what made it so different? What made them, you know, tough to drive on, tough to deal with?
That was it. That's it. They when you put people in, you're consistently switching a certain screen that very few people switch on. We did not. It took us a while to respond, and then we did. We either didn't finish, or we rushed ourselves, or did things. But that was it. I can't explain any more.
Okay, thanks.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Brian Rosenthal with the Lincoln Journal Star.
Coach, specifically, why did you say Nebraska's playing as well as anybody in the Big Ten right now, and how much does Teron Pettaway has to do with that?
Well, I think that he's really a good player. I mean, he's getting points, and people know what he's going to do sometimes, and that we can't, and the league can't stop him. He's got a 3-point shot. He drakes the ball to the basket. He finishes going right. He finishes going left. Right now, he just played against some really good defensive coaches. And he's still getting buckets. So, but he's not the lone one on that team. Shields is shooting great from three the last five games. He's 4-for-9. Your point guard there knows exactly his role on this team. It reminds me what Yogi Ferrell was doing last year for Indiana. He knew he had really good players around him. You have to guard Gallego, and then their defense is really solid. I mean, just really solid. So. If you look at who they have played recently, and Indiana just beat us, right? Ohio State is really good. Ohio State did not lose a non-conference game. They won those. I think those are their last two games. They've played very, very well.
You're the only coach that's won at Pinnacle Bank Arena in its first year. What were your observations or thoughts on the arena when you played it for the first time?
It was a terrific atmosphere. Reminds me because it's a. It is sort of a downtown arena, a little bit like the Kohl Center. It's a little bit bigger and broader. It's not like the Indianas and the Purdue's and the Michigan States, where I sense the fans are more on top of you. But it is still an arena that is a terrific venue for games.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Brendan Quinn with MLive.com.
Hey, John. In the process of you kind of still, I guess, learning a little bit about this team, in terms of these next couple of days, how they react to the loss, do you anticipate maybe you talk about learning from the loss. How much are you going to learn about the team these, you know, first couple practices there for Sunday?
Well, you know, today, Brendan, we won't do very much. We have to rest. So we'll watch about an hour of film, but we'll address the issues that we think we have to improve on, the areas of growth, and then we will do very little with. We'll do a little bit with Nebraska, maybe 15, 20 minutes of Nebraska, and we'll lift weights. And tomorrow will be our major prep day. But we expect them to get back on the horse and just. Keep learning, and I think our staff does a great job of framing up these games so we can grow from them.
Thanks, Joe.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, talk a little bit about the continual development of Caris LeVert and what he means to your team in terms of running your offense and also on the defensive end.
Well, I think our backcourt overall, Caris LeVert and Derek Walton, have both been a key for any success that we've had. That everybody knows that Nick and Glenn are high talents and can do a lot. Our two centers, Jordan Morgan and John Horford, have done terrific, but you don't do any of those without good guard play. Jeff Meyer, my assistant and probably as wise as anybody out there, had mentioned to me a good, couple months ago, is that our backcourt is, we have to improve our backcourt because they're so young. We really got to work with them. And between LaValle Jordan and our whole staff, these guys have really grown. And Caris has been a great example of that.
All right, Coach. Looks like we're all set for today. We appreciate you joining us.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.